With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monades. U.S. officials say a program to return land on American Indian reservations to tribal control likely will run out of money before millions of eligible acres are addressed. The Obama administration established the land buyback program under a 2009 legal settlement that determined the government squandered billions of dollars it held in trust for tribes from royalties on oil and gas leases, grazing, and other uses of Indian lands. The administration is spending almost $1.6 billion to purchase parcels of land with multiple owners and transfer them to tribal governments. A new Interior Department report says more than 4 million eligible acres will remain when the settlement money runs out in 2022. The report was released to the public today. It was obtained in advance by the Associated Press. The buyback program resulted from a lawsuit that alleged U.S. officials for decades mismanaged trust money held on behalf of hundreds of thousands of Native Americans. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service has found that recent mail thefts in Billings have not targeted ballots. Billings police received at least 10 reports of stolen mail around October 19, some of which included absentee ballots. U.S. Postal Inspector Jeremy Leader says Billings' local postal inspector worked with police in the matter and found that there was no evidence ballots were the target of the thefts. Yellowstone County Elections Administrator Brett Rutherford says he hadn't received additional reports of absentee ballot thefts or calls to invalidate a potentially stolen ballot. The Democratic Governors Association is spending heavily to oppose Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte and to support Montana Democrats in the final days before the elections. The DGA-funded Good Jobs Montana Political Action Committee spent $803,000 on television ads opposing Gianforte between October 20th and October 27th. Campaign finance reports released today also show the DGA also gave $240,000 to the Montana Democratic Party last Tuesday. In the final check on campaign finances before Election Day, Republican Greg Gianforte brought in more money than incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
In the last week, Gianforte wrote his campaign a check for $500,000, bringing his personal contributions to over $5.5 million to fuel his bid for the governor's seat. He raised $65,000 from individual contributions in the last reporting period. Over that same period, Democrat Steve Bullock raised over $150,000. Just under a quarter of Bullock's money came from political committees in Montana, Washington, D.C., Indiana, and Missouri. The rest of Bullock's fundraising, over $115,000, came from individual contributions. With under a week before Election Day, Republican Greg Gianforte has more cash on hand to spend than the Democrat incumbent. In the past week, both candidates have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on TV ad time. I'm Corinne Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's campaign finance regulator says a national organization that seeks to elect conservative judges blatantly violated state law by not reporting $268,000 that was used in attack ads against a Montana Supreme Court candidate. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell gave the Republican State Leadership Committee's Judicial Fairness Initiative until tomorrow at 3 p.m. to register and file a campaign finance report. Modell says in a decision issued today, the money went to a political committee called Stop Set 'Em Free Sandifer. The group opposes District Judge Dirk Sandifer, who is running for an open Supreme Court seat against Christian Juris. The citizen council that advises the Forest Service on the new Pacific Northwest National Scenic Trail will meet in Whitefish tomorrow and Thursday. Nikki Willett has more.
The council will make recommendations to the U.S. Forest Service on the long-term comprehensive management of the trail, including its purposes, trail uses, and marking along the trail. The service's plan will be subject to a series of public scoping meetings next year. Congress designated the Pacific Northwest Trail the newest of the country's 11 national scenic trails in 2009. It runs 1,200 miles from the eastern boundary of Glacier National Park to the Pacific Ocean at Cape Alava in Olympic National Park. 24 people appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture sit on the trail's advisory council, representing a range of interests. Representatives of federal and state land management agencies are also on the council. The meetings are being held on November 2nd and 3rd from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish. They are open to the public. The council will hear and accept comments both days. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester has turned over to the U.S. Treasury nearly $52,000 in questionable campaign donations from partners in a Boston law firm. Tester released the money yesterday, a day after the Boston Globe and the Center for Responsive Politics reported the Thornton law firm was illegally compensating its employees for their campaign donations. Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks is seeking information about a moose poaching found over the weekend near Big Fork. Nikki Willett reports.
FWP spokesperson John Fraley says someone killed a moose and took the two hindquarters and the head, abandoning the rest.
Not very often do we see something this blatant form of poaching.
Poaching is a serious offense in Montana. This particular case also constitutes game wasting because so much of the animal was left behind. Together, the two charges can result in potential fines, loss of hunting privileges, and even jail time. FWP annually awards 114 moose tags in Region 1 through a lottery, and those tags are in high demand. Fraley says the population is too small to sustain any extra losses.
But the point is, one illegally harvested moose is a blow to the population because there just aren't that many moose. They're not like deer, where there's thousands of deer on the landscape. So every one we lose is important.
FWP relies heavily on tips from the public in finding poachers and offers rewards. Anyone with information can learn how to report it anonymously on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Montana wildlife officials spotted 13 grizzly bears together on a private ranch in the foothills of the Rocky Mountain Front southwest of Dupierre. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly bear management specialist Mike Medell tells the Great Falls Tribune that it seemed like a gathering of females and young who were related or familiar with each other. Medell was tracking radio-collared grizzly bears along the front during the third week of October when he spotted and photographed the group. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's grizzly bear biologist Wayne Casworm says he's never seen that many bears in one location in Montana. He echoed Medell's theory that the bears could have some relationship, possibly mothers and daughters, and even grandmothers. There was no indication that any food in the area had drawn the crowd as the bears prepared to hibernate. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.